The Countryside Conservancy has a new executive director. Tracy Emmerich has been the acting director since last September, when she took over from founder Darwin Kelsey. He passed away last December. I'm Kabir Bhatia, and I recently caught up with Emmerich over coffee and asked her about her friend and mentor and what challenges she sees for urban farming in Northeast Ohio.
This is really bittersweet for me. Darwin was a mentor and a friend, and so as much as I'm very excited about this opportunity, he's a hard act to follow. His vision was amazing, and I'm just really honored that I get an opportunity to continue his work and to help to bring his vision to life. You know, we have a lot of opportunities, and we're excited to start working on some of his bigger visions for the Countryside Center. We're really hopeful that we'll be able to create a very special place where our Cuyahoga Valley partners can all work together to work on some of the objectives of the national park, and of course that includes the Countryside Initiative Farm Program, as well as education about and around local food. That'll definitely involve all of our farms, of course, the farmers market, local food education. We'll certainly be talking about sustainability and the impact of agriculture on the environment and how we can all do our part to make sure that those impacts are minimal and even positive at times.
So the last 18 years have really been transformative. What do you foresee maybe over the next 18 years that you'd like to look at?
The real big challenge for us to look to tackle would be helping to bring new farmers into the industry and to preserve and protect farmland and, you know, the cultural resources that we're protecting now in our partnership with the National Park. We want to continue that. That work is going to be, an uphill battle. Bringing new young farmers into the industry is a challenge. Making sure that they have access to capital, access to land, I think those are big challenges. And then also helping them develop their business skills. So we have farms and food entrepreneurs at our markets that could really benefit from continued opportunities to learn about business skills, to learn about their industry. We want to make sure that we're able to help them. I'm really hoping that we can just build a very strong team of partners to accomplish this. So organizations like ATI, we already work a lot with the Ohio State Extension Office here in Summit County. They're a strong partner. We have a lot of youth education opportunities with the Conservancy for Cuyahoga Valley National Park and, of course, our local public school systems who are all really hoping to get engaged in food.
And as far as politically support from the federal government for the parks, that sort of thing, do you see any challenges coming your way?
I think that when it comes to food, I mean, there's no partisan component to food. Everybody needs healthy food, just like we need fresh air, sunshine. Food is just a vital necessity in our lives. And so I don't think that we need to play politics with our food system. And hopefully we will never have to do that. I think most people want to support agriculture. They want to support good, healthy food. And they want to support access to that food for everyone.
That's Tracy Emmerich, the new executive director for Countryside Conservancy.